Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Nearly 200 countries have official delegations at the UN climate negotiations in Paris. Getting all of them to agree on a final document by end of day tomorrow? Well, we'll see. But the summit isn't just about the diplomats negotiating a deal. There's also a huge number of observers trying to influence the outcome. The World's Carolyn Beeler followed one group of them in Paris this week.
The halls of the UN conference site just outside Paris are a sea of dark suits. Men and women, young and old, delegates from the global north and the south, lots of them are wearing dark suits. So you notice when Ayla Yavo walks through the crowd in her traditional dress with a red fringe, bright red shawl, and big jingling silver brooches.
It's to show everyone that I'm indigenous. You know, the Sami people, we have light hair, blue eyes, some of us. It's not very easy to see that we are indigenous if we are not wearing our traditional dress.
Yavo is the president of the Sami Council. That's a non-governmental organization for the Sami people who span four countries across northern Scandinavia and Russia. Yavo's from Norway, but her clothes signal her concern that Norway's delegates aren't fully representing the Sami people.
No, they are not. And we are very disappointed of them right now.
Yavo's main objective here is for the agreement to include protections for human and indigenous rights as countries fight climate change. But it's looking unlikely that will make it into the main body of the text.
So we're still hoping that some countries will manage to keep it in the final agreement, but it's been very difficult.
Yavo is one of thousands of official observers here. They're allowed inside the secured UN conference center, but not the high-level negotiations. Now, as chaotic as these meetings are, it would be even more chaotic here if every interested party actually got a seat at the negotiating table. But another Sami observer, Jan Sayets, points out this system of indirect participation also has its flaws.
There are so many events happening at the same time, and nobody seems to know who is attending what meeting at the moment. So nobody knows who to try to lobby. So that is really a challenge.
Sayets is from a reindeer herding family in northern Finland, and like Yavo, he has one main objective here.
The most important thing for me is to keep the winters as cold as possible. The Sami livelihoods like reindeer herding and the river fishing, they are totally dependent on the climate that we have. We already see effects.
Changing precipitation patterns mean lichen that reindeer eat is increasingly getting trapped under ice that forms from freezing rain.
So they can't dig the ground lichen. And in wintertime, there has been more snow than normal. And that has made it, again, impossible or very tiresome to get the ground lichen.
That's right. A warming climate can actually mean more snow in some places. So to keep reindeer herding viable, Sayets wants an agreement here to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. That target is in play in the final days, but negotiators may still settle on a softer 2-degree target. I talked to Sayets at the civil society space close to the negotiations just before a workshop on traditional Sami singing.
So it goes a bit higher. So
side events like this one are another way special interest groups try to increase their visibility.
We can try that.
Just a few feet from this workshop, there's another Sami event, a screening of a film by director Silja Sambi.
The screening of your film, do you think that is going to have an impact on the outcomes here?
I wish. No, the screening of my film will not affect directly, but when we are making ourselves visible, our hope is that that will make some awareness that there are actually indigenous peoples and we will all be impacted by climate change.
And so the Sami and hundreds of other unofficial voices here struggle to be heard above the din.
Maybe then the world will wake up before it's too late.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler at the UN Climate Conference, Paris.
Camilla Anderson with our partners at the Ground Truth Project helped produce that story. You can see her photos of the Sami in Paris and in their homeland at PRI.org.